This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Helen's on the line from Oz to One Entertainment. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Yo, what's up, Helen?
Woo. Don't be too excited. It's been a long day, has it, Helen?
Yes, it has.
Well, we need to talk about this because we have been focusing on the not-to-be Super Junior concert that was coming up next May. Unfortunately, that's been axed. But we do have another very big event coming up in Melbourne and Sydney, and you are part of that, aren't you?
Yeah, yes, I am. And, you know, I'm really excited to be part of it. And it's been really hectic putting it together, but it's finally, you know, being put together and we're up for promotions and ticket sales and everything are up.
So. Well, it's been in the works for a while, but it's starting to get very close, isn't it? So what's it all about? This is a charity concert, correct?
Yeah, so this concert is by Oz to One on behalf of KRPF, the Korean, let me see if I can get this right, Retina Pigmentosa Society. See, I've been practicing.
Wow.
It's RP, it's tunnel vision, essentially.
Right.
So, you know, the patients go blind after a while. And usually, it, you know, they will experience, you know, some deafness as well. So it's the society in Korea is actually headed by Mr. Choi, who I guess most K-pop fans would know him as SNSD Suyong's father.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And which is, you know, a really big thing in itself because SNSD are the honorary ambassadors for the actual charity itself.
Okay.
And we're just very honoured to be working with KRPS to hold the two concerts in Sydney and Melbourne.
Okay, so was that the connection that helped you become aware of that particular charity and enabling you to decide that you wanted to support that charity?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of us are K-pop fans, so we know SNSD, and we looked into it, and we found out that Mr. Choi is head of this charity, and, you know, we don't just do it because, you know, he's Suyong's father, but we have spent quite a fair bit of time researching and actually getting to know the charity and the illness itself, and
Great.
That was why we thought, you know, this is something that we want to be a part of.
So who's going to be at this concert now? There's going to be one in Sydney and one in Melbourne, correct?
Yep, it's going to be back-to-back. So Sydney on the Saturday 28th of July and Melbourne on the 29th of July. So the artist is just going to be flying straight to Melbourne after that.
Ah, very good. So you're catering to Melbourne and not just Sydney. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, well, we're trying really hard to bring it down to Melbourne. So this is a start. So hopefully, you know, a lot of people will come to the Melbourne one to show that, you know, there is a fan base, you know, even if, you know, it's not Super Junior, it's not the biggest thing.
Sure.
But we do have the fan base here, and it shows other Korean artists that Melbourne is just as big as Sydney, if not bigger.
Awesome. In your most excited fangirl voice, give us a yell and tell us who is coming along for the concert.
Okay, I don't think I can put on the fangirl voice, but
Kane can if you need him to.
Well, to start off, we have Nare Wangbo. She was a member of Nia, who performed in Melbourne before, so most Melbourne people would probably know of her.
I do.
So she's a guitarist.
She's very talented. I saw her in action at the YG auditions a couple of weeks ago,
yeah,
and she played someone else's guitar on the street, and we were, take that, everyone else.
She's very talented, and this time she's coming back as a solo artist, so she's just going to be playing some of her new songs, so it'll be a first ever.
Great.
And we have Mickey Grand, who is a hip-hop, R&B hip-hop artist in Korea, who's going to be debuting in the UK.
Wow.
So that's something different.
Yes.
We have VJ Izak, or Ida Simmons from Arirang Radio.
Nice.
She's from SM Entertainment, and, you know, she's very excited to come here.
I idolize her. I can't wait to meet her.
She's fantastic. She's, you know,
talented and very cutesy.
Yeah, very, you know, she's very down-to-earth.
And someone else that I'm very excited to see at the event is Alexander.
Yeah,
a few kids.
Alexander
from UKIS. We are freaking
Alexander,
out.
Next member.
Yeah. So, you know, me. all the UKIS fans that would know Alexander used to be in UKIS,
yeah.
And now he's solo. So he's got his new single out with, you know, his new EP out, and he's got all new songs. So this will be the first time he's performing in Australia.
So wow.
Melbourne and Sydney.
So all the Sydney Kiss Me's and all the Melbourne Kiss Me's should get down there.
Yep. And, you know, along with that, we have so many much more artists, like As One, they're a veteran artist. You know, they've been together 13 years and they've got so many popular songs to perform.
Wow.
And, oh my God, I feel like I'm forgetting everyone.
It's just so overwhelming. We understand that.
We've got Soo Young's sister, Soo Jin.
That's great.
So, and we've got a band that actually has RP, who has the illness, Exit 4.
Oh, wow.
Actually,
yeah, right.
I think we just announced it today, but we did say that Mascot was coming, but they've pulled out because of company issues.
That's right, yeah.
But we do have a replacement for Mascot. And they're an R&B group called Soul Star.
Cool.
So many reasons to go along
to this concert and support such a great charity.
Exactly.
How do we get tickets? I believe tickets are on sale from tomorrow.
Yep. So the pre-sales end tomorrow. So tomorrow you can get it without, you know, having to type in passwords. So you can get from Melbourne, you can get the tickets on Ticketmaster. And just type in KRPS and it'll show you.
You guys at Oz21 are doing a great job, Helen, at bringing Korean pop artists over, because we desperately want to see them, as well as supporting a very important charity.
And also do come, because we have a big, big announcement to make at the end of the Melbourne concert.
Oh, wow.
Because Sydney doesn't know about it. It's Melbourne. So
exclusive.
At the end of the Melbourne concert, we're making a huge announcement that'll probably make people cry and scream, and I'll bring earplugs.
It's Helen.
Awesome.
You bring all the secrets to the yard.
Thanks, Helen. And more information on the concert, we can check out the Oz21 Facebook page, right?
Yeah, and website. So just visit our website, oz21.com, or on our Facebook site, facebook.com/oz21.
Thanks, Helen.
Yep.
You're on Joy 94.9, the Asian Pop Experiment with Jace, Kane and Mitch. We've got our Hello K-Pop update coming up very, very soon. Sarah's in the studio, 94.9.
The Asian Pop Experiment.
Hey! Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.